Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, jy kan steeds vertragings verwag in Midrand as gevolg van die ongeluk op die N1 Noord net voor die Olifantsfontein weg afrit. Die verkeer is op die oomblik stadig op pad van die Bekloewisselaar 30 minute se vertragings.
In Johannesburg het Johannes Water gesê dat watertoevoer na sekere gebiede van die stad waar waterverbruik hoog is, drasties verminder gaan word. Dis nou tussen 9 uur die aand en 5 uur die oggend. Dit begin maandag te midde van lae watervlakke in reservoirs en watertorings. Hier is Johannesburg Water se Zakem Tshweni met 'n verduideliking.
This will be done on a scheduled base. A schedule will be publicized, it will be shared with the customers, with the media houses, so that it's known that your area between 9 and 5 on this day, it will be receiving reduced supply.
En vars nuus uit die Midde-Ooste, die militante groep Hezbollah in Libanon sê hulle het missielaanvalle geloods op 'n lugmagbasis in Israel. Dit is net so suid van Tel Aviv, daar's nog nie heeltemal inligting daaroor beskikbaar nie, maar ons hou jou op hoogte daarvan soos wat ons meer inligting daaroor kry. En met dit, kom ons kyk wat gebeur in die sakewêreld. En ons begin op die plaaslike front in Suid-Afrika, sluit die JSE vandag 1% laer. Hier is Armande Beer van PSG.
Die Holbron-indeks daal die meeste vandag en sluit 2,8% laer nadat kommoditeitspryse skerp daal en die dollar versterk. Glencore daal 4,5%, Anglo American PLC daal 4% en BHP Group sluit 3,3% laer. Die luxe goedere maatskappy Richemont sluit vandag 5% laer nadat hulle laer winste en omset vir die 6 maande geëindig 30 September aankondig, aangesien die maatskappy se horlosie afdeling sukkel met 'n swakker vraag in China.
En dan ook net 'n blitsoorsig oor wat in die buiteland aangaan.
Op die internasionale front sluit markte in Europa rondom 1% laer, maar in Amerika verhandel die S&P 500 0,2% sterker na 'n besige week wat politieke onrus, rentekoerse en maatskappyresultate insluit.
'n Dollar kos in die omgewing van R17,53, 'n euro R18,85, pond staan op R22,69 en dan goud verhandel teen $2,686.54 per fyn ons, olie staan op $74.31 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
Time for the sports report with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sports better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some cricket news. The live action that's happening at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban with India taking on South Africa. South Africa chose to field after winning the toss. The score at the moment 73-1 after 7.3 overs, so the Indians going pretty well. Sanju Samson still at the crease. He just crossed the line over 50 of just 28 deliveries with him. Surya Kumar Yadav, the captain on 16. Ngaba Peter getting a bit of a baptism of fire on his first day. 13 runs so far from just those four deliveries. And so the 74-1 coming in those 7.4 overs at a run rate of 9.6 so far. And while staying with some cricket news, the West Indies fast bowler Alzari Joseph was hit with a two-match suspension on Thursday after storming off the field during the series-clinching ODI victory over England. A Cricket West Indies said that Joseph had been sanctioned for conduct falling short of the West Indies standards of professionalism. He marched off the pitch after taking a wicket, that of Jordan Cox, in the fourth over in an apparent protest to the field set by his captain, Shai Hope. And world number two, Iga Swiatek, well, she was eliminated from the WTA finals yesterday after Barbara Krejcikova defeated Coco Gauff to secure a spot in the semi-finals at the expense of the Pole. The Czech Wimbledon champion claimed a 7-5, 6-4 victory over Gauff in the title defense.